Any comments you'd like to make, Assistant Commissioner, on these new proposals?
Mr. Neame, what you say is correct. I've been briefed by the Commissioner. There is an intention to go to the policing model of police supported by PLOs. In respect to Bardu, the quartets will remain there until there's a police presence at Bardu. At Yarrabah, the quartets can remain for the rest of 2008, and we're encouraging them either to become PLOs in the meantime or to join the Queensland Police Service proper. There's been a lot of issues there in respect to, I know a lot of communities support the WhatsApp style of policing. Community policing as well is another issue, which is particularly into the Torres Strait Island communities. They do not want to see that go. But the government policy at this stage is to go forwards with the policing model.
Okay. Well, I think we'd better get the community attitude on this. We've already heard from communities, as you say, that there is a lot of support for the QuadSIPs, for those that have them, and there's been a lot of support for community police, and indeed I note what Andrew Clarkson said earlier this morning, that really they use the community police. I think Andrew put it in a way as almost part of the induction of the new police into the community, is to use the community police to work with the new police, and that also I gathered that the community police are used as to a fair degree as part of the intelligence gathering to let the police know what's happening within the community. Can we address this in two issues? Firstly, the mainland communities, and then we'll come to the specific aspects of the Torres Strait Island communities, because they, as I see it, their concerns are slightly different and perhaps even of greater concern. Can I go to perhaps Leon? You have QuadSIPs at the moment on...
We were one of the trials.
At Yarrabah.
We took the proactive step to do away with our community policing as part of the transition to local government. We actually looked at it quite positively as a step to, one, adequately resource community policing, two, have a structure under which then there is a consistent application of you know, law and order and so forth, and thirdly, as a means then to try and develop to provide the opportunity for community people to actually see a transition into becoming a fully fledged Queensland Police officer. We're rather perplexed by the move by the state government to, do away with QuadSIP, simply because, you know, we've, as I said, been proactive in trying to come up with a better way. We don't have our views about PLOs aren't very, very positive in a sense, because we see that as being more of a jacky type, you know, role, excuse the phrase. But, you know, at the end of the day, we want to make sure that our police officers are actually, you know, being seen as police officers, not just information gatherers. There's a whole complexities around that as well, and you know, they are able to then, you know, enjoy the support. I suppose that same support will be offered, but it's more about saying, well, okay, how now will community policing be seen from a community perspective?
All right, you talk about the PLOs and you use that term, which I think we all understand what you mean of jacky. As I understand it, the PLOs are not meant to have, don't have, will not have, and are not meant to have any power. They are not police. They are there as a liaison between the police and the community, to be somewhat independent of both.
Can I say, if we actually had, if there was sufficient policing to ensure then you had, it effectively covered, we don't have an issue. But if they aren't only going to be there in a liaison capacity, then what's the role of the justice group? What's the role of the other stakeholders in the community? And it's a matter of saying, okay, how effective do you want policing to be done in the community? We got our ideas about how we want it done, and set, you know, that's the reason why we're pretty strong in our stance. But we're conscious as well, you know, this is an issue that the QPS are going to control, and what happens there is going to be their kettle of fish. But at the end of the day, we live on the communities. We get an idea on how, you know, policing may be done better, and we're just voicing our concern.
Well, to be fair to the police, I think it be seen as slightly different to the community justice group. But the police liaison officer, as I understand, can actually be in the police vehicle and going around with the police, whereas the while they're on duty, whereas obviously the community justice members...
Oh, we actually put up with all of that stuff when we're the community police. So look, we're fully aware of that. Mm. We see the PLOs in Cairns. You know, so we're not. It's nothing that's new to us.
No.
We're just conscious of the fact that, you know, we want to see, I suppose, the policing, you know, from the light of, you know, being effective within the community, and we just have a view that it may not be.
Yes.
We may be wrong, but that's just our opinion.
Yes,